Members of a special education committee in Huntersville are expected to recommend that town officials move forward with operating their own charter at tonight's Board of Commissioners meeting, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Huntersville Educational Options Study Commission members have been meeting since the end of last year to come up with ways to ease overcrowding. Forming their own charter or partnering with an existing charter school has been a top consideration since state legislators passed a bill last year that gave Huntersville, Matthews, Cornelius, and Mint Hill the green light to operate their own charters. Former County Commissioner Jim Puckett, who sits on the Education Commission, says they will recommend that the town not only form its own charter school, but break away from CMS.
In the long run, we believe the best course for the towns in North Mecklenburg are to have their own school system. That will take years to accomplish. So in the meantime, with pursuing a municipal charter school, and that could be freestanding or partnering with an existing charter school.
In sometimes heated discussions, CMS officials have made it clear that they are against breaking up the district and do not support charters in the towns. Last year, CMS board members even passed a rule that gives higher priority for new schools to towns that agree not to operate charters. They say they realize overcrowding is an issue in North Mecklenburg, but other schools are also overcrowded and in worse condition. Huntersville officials have mentioned giving children of residents in the town priority in attending a charter there. CMS officials say that would lead to more segregation since Huntersville is a predominantly white and high-income area. Again, Jim Puckett.
CMS is going to have to figure out how to deal with the challenges they have without trying to look for white knights in other areas. The sooner CMS realizes they're going to have to deal with the challenges where they are rather than trying to spread them somewhere for relief, I think the better kids are going to be served. We don't think that it's the school system's responsibility to somehow socially manipulate the population.
CMS officials formed a committee with representatives from the towns to address overcrowding, but the two sides remain far apart on solutions. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.